Nah, you ought to keep going down this path. We'll be hearing from some of those that are helping with that process of conservation, that are carrying out that Sikh tradition I was told about, altruism and volunteering. And you can keep walking as it's playing.
I'm Alan. I've been volunteering here for about since 2015. Yeah, I retired from work, and then I've lived around this area all my life, so I know the park well. And I thought I'd just do a bit outdoor work. You know, it's quite enjoyable, so makes a pleasant day out.
My name's Linda. I've been coming here for about 5 years, and what brings me here is to be outdoors with a great group of people who love the environment, love nature, and just doing a bit of a, making a bit of a contribution to looking after the park and preserving habitats and, you know, keeping it nice for everybody who wants to visit.
My name is Nadia, and I'm studying environmental science. So in order to get experience, I started volunteering here. Well, it really encompasses all science subjects from biology, physics, chemistry, to study the natural environment along with ecology, geology, to really keep track of how the Earth is evolving and the impact humans have on the natural environment and how technology is helping with that, and the natural chemical reactions as well that are happening in the environment that you don't really tend to think about.
You have to do it all at once. Take a rest, because if you've never done it before, you're using kind of muscle groups you've not used before.
Rory, it gives me a sense of purpose in community because I don't currently work. So I like to get hands-on with things and getting out in nature, so it's best of everything, really.
Rhoda. Well, I wanted to give something back to the park because it's such a beautiful place. When I moved to the village about 10 years ago, so I've been doing conservation work for about 9 years.
Well, in that time, I was doing various things because in the park you've got woodland and there's mill lakes. We've been at the moment we're doing hedge lane, so we've done hedge lane for a few years through the winter. We're coming up to the end of it now as things start sprouting and the birds nesting. But hedge lanes have been a good practice to do. It gets you all warmed up in winter. So and then in the summer there's the Himalayan balsam, which is an invasive plant. It looks like a giant busy lizzie type of thing, but it spreads really quickly. And we've got some of this balsam in around mill lakes, and so in the summer times you just go down there and pick it out. It's very easy to pick out, but to stop the spread of it choking up all the around the waterway and that. So that's another interesting job.
Hedge laying is probably the most interesting because I like to get in there with all the equipment. It's really good in terms of releasing a lot of pent-up frustrations. So yeah, so far this is probably the best thing I've done.
We're doing hedge laying, which is very satisfying because you can really see the next winter you'll be able to see all the growth that's come this year, and as it dies back you can see the beauty of the way it falls.
We are currently making it so all the hedges are more thicker for next year, and it stops any wildlife coming through and makes it look a bit more appealing. So basically we cut through the stems of the trees and the bushes, and we lay them over about 45 degree angle, and we bind them together so they end up getting stronger and more of a full bush.
Well, hedge laying is a skill in itself. It's and using all the tools, billocks and saws and what have you. So
I like it when we're clearing areas where there's invasive species, where you cut down a lot of scrub so that the heather can come again or whatever it is. So that, I like doing that, and I like working with trees as well. You know, anything really.
And it's a good day out of people, you know, social type of thing. It makes it good. And I mean, and then you go on to learn about nature and everything. I mean, we've had days when we've been chasing butterflies through the field. So getting to know the park. And I mean, I walk round the park from time to time anyway, so it's always been on the doorstep.
Loads of different things. We do coppicing, which is where you take part of a tree out so that it can regrow. We do a lot of pulling up stuff. Up on the pit tip top, we have to keep that clear for the skylarks nesting. So we were having to dig up small trees, which seems counterintuitive, but works okay.
Yes, I'm fairly local. Bestwood Park, so it's sort of on the edge. Well, actually, I was at a very difficult time in my life, and a lot of things had changed, and I'd lost things and people and so on, and I just needed to get myself doing something different, doing something that would get me out. And this was on my doorstep. And since I've been here, I've really explored and discovered it's a fabulous park.
Across the way, there's Ball Hall Estate. I was born there. All this was a slag heap back in the 60s. Well, 50s, 60s. And then half it was the pit, and then the other half was the army was here in the woods. And I remember around the school days, used to go up, sometimes up into the woods, and the army was about. But and then it came to be the pit closed down, and then they've grassed it over a lot of it and planted trees. Some of the trees are a bit stunted because, I mean, there's not much soil on top of the slag heap.
Yeah, it's definitely helped to put things into perspective to give me an idea of if this is where I would like to keep going, or if I might have to consider another path. So this is definitely one of the things that I would like to keep doing in the future after I finish my course.
I've learned a lot of things, yes. I've learned a lot of different, how to work with different tools and what's involved, the background, like with this, with hedge laying, why you do it, and what's involved in it, and the techniques and so on. But you know, lots of different things, because I never worked with these kind of tools before. Learning the safety issues of tools, that kind of thing as well, is useful.
In the summer, you have seen like orchids and that growing, because they like poor soil. So things like that. And I've took up photography, and I've been around early mornings, and you see, odd times you see deer and all different sorts of animals that you wouldn't think. You don't normally see them in the day, but if you come out early in the morning, you'll see the rabbits running around and whatever. So yeah, you wouldn't believe it, being like I live just on the border on Rice Park. I mean, you built up area there. It's all housing estates that way. But here you've got like 800 acres of parkland to enjoy. So it's really beneficial.
It's made me look and listen a lot more rather than just come for a walk and, you know, just enjoy the exercise. It's more about, yeah, looking at things, yeah, and yeah.
We shouldn't be far from the winding house now. And if you've been motoring along, you might be further ahead than I think. Anyway, at some point, this path will give you the choice of veering off to the left or going straight on. And that's what you want to do. You'll see a brick building behind black railings in front of you, to your left, which you want to go past and onto the winding house. Stop anywhere you want by the railings in front of that. Then we'll talk again.